prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Well, you know, they say that Pastor Butch walks like a tank and talks like a machine gun. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for Pastor Butch tonight. Honored to be able to do that. And I always want to give credit to Pastor Butch as a guy who myself got involved with what they would call the cultural war from a Christian perspective back in 2001. Butch was way out in front of a lot of his folks. And, you know, I remember those used to kind of chuckle or laugh or make fun of Pastor Butch and Pastor Ernie Sanders and those guys who were trying to warn us exactly about the war that we were engaged in. And, man, it is upon us. And I'm honored to sit in for Pastor Butch tonight and got two great guests, folks, and it's really, really critical that we understand. You know, the Bible tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. Weapons of our warfare are not carnal. But we also have to understand that the devil is after the children. It's after the family and after the children. And who knows, for whatever reason, over the last 20-some years, the church has gone kind of mute in this battle that's taken place in front of us. You know, the whole Roe versus Wade battle, we lost out way back in 1973, and the Supreme Court overturned it, and with the Obergefell decision. I'm kind of confused on what that decision was, but they said there's no constitutional right to an abortion, and yet abortion continues to go on. And labor and obscurity have been a couple buddies of mine I'm going to have on tonight. One of them is going to talk specifically about the family, Jim Harrison, JR, who's been on with us before. And then the second half hour is going to be talking about saving God's children, because man, oh man, is the devil ever after the children. So let me shut up here and let me jump in and bring in a dear friend of mine who's been on the show before. In fact, he and Butch have partnered together on a couple different things. Jim Harrison, J.R. Harrison, who is the national director of the Natural Family Foundation. And J.R. has been working, I've known J.R. for golly, probably 20 years, and he's been working hard behind the scenes to try to awaken the church that the problem in America is the family. If we don't get the family right, we're not going to get anything right. So, J.R., I'm just going to step back a little bit and talk about, let you come in and talk to us about the family, about the Natural Family Foundation, and about the Natural Family Month coming up, Mother's Day to Father's Day. Hey, J.R., thanks for joining us here tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for the opportunity, Coach. As goes the family, so goes the church. As goes the church, so goes the nation. The family is the foundation of all civilization. All of it. Without the family, we wouldn't be here. And you can see what's happening in America today with the family. Your second guest today is going to talk about child abuse. And I'll be honest with you, Coach, as I look across the fruited plains, I see a nation that majors in child abuse, physical, mental. I've never seen the likes of it. Those kids, two-thirds of the kids that survive abortion are generally put in government-run indoctrination centers. And the first thing they're told is life. Go ahead.
No, life I just chuckled and said amen.
Right. Life has no meaning. You're a school teacher, so hold your ears. Life has no meaning. Morals are relative, multiculturalism, diversity. Man, not God, is the measure of all things, and the state is your daddy. 12 years, pound, pound, pound. And they tell them, Coach, that they're victims. They're all victims. Not just doesn't have to be your demographic. You're a victim just because you were born. And you're a victim because you're in America. And, of course, the bad guys are you and I, those white male Christians especially. You know, if it wasn't for us, the world would be a better place to live. That's all I can tell you. I don't know how America ever got established. Say again, please. Yeah.
Well, if they got to just get rid of us, which they're working really, really hard to do, JR, is, again, my background, folks, is for those of you who don't know, I was a high school football coach back in 1997. I got sued by the American League, the Civil Liberties Union, for having prayer with our football team. And, JR, it's the family, it's prayer, it's Christianity that nobody could argue is the foundation of the American way of life. And all those things are under attack, and they're promoting all types of deviant behaviors, deviant families, deviant whatever you'd want to call us. And here we sit, JR, just trying to look around, trying to survive, trying to keep our head above water. But your guy's been in this battle for a long time. And you said, and it's about time somebody did something. And you launched what is known as the Natural Family Foundation. That's unique, isn't it, JR? Heather has two mommies, and, you know, two men are having babies, and all this craziness that's going on. Because we understand this, folks, that the Bible tells us that this battle is between the seed of the woman, and the seed of the serpent. JR, I don't know about you, but seed in my house becomes grow. They grow up. They become people, do they not? And Jesus told us that it would be better for us put a millstone around our neck, throw ourselves into the deepest part of the ocean, than to mislead even one of these little ones. So, JR, I'm a hard guy to shut up sometimes. I would try to bite on my thumb and bite on my tongue here and talk about how the Lord led you into starting the Natural Family Foundation and why natural family, because people wanted to say a traditional family, whatever. You said, oh, no, natural family. Explain that to us, Jim.
I don't have a doctorate in psychology or sociology, okay? But I came from a broken family. My father was a womanizer, an abuser. Every Friday night, he'd get drunk, and he'd just beat the living daylights out of my mom. And he didn't want anything to do with me. He made it a point to make sure that I didn't like myself. And I struggled with that. And then I learned something then, but I didn't really learn it until now, later on, what was really going on. So I went, when you take one of those parents, a child needs a mother and a father. Excuse me, they need their mother, their biological mother, and their biological father. You can have, I'm not putting foster parents down. I'm not saying don't adopt. But I can tell you that every child wants to know, wants to be affirmed by their biological mother and father. That's a software package we're born with. You never get out of that. So I did the, when you have that missing, it creates a vacuum in you. And you try to fill that vacuum with anything. Some people fill it with sports. Some people gangs, sex, alcohol, drugs, business.
Rock and roll.
Yeah. Nothing works. And I was at a point in my life, I learned early on that behind every rainbow there was a cloud. And boy, I could find them. I still can, and you know that. It's an art if you use it. It's a blessing if you use it, Coach. But I didn't know how to use it for the longest time. So now if I find something wrong, I have to, okay, you can complain. And you know we are complainers. As Americans, as Christians, as conservatives, we get an A+ in complaining. We it's just incredible. But in terms of solving things, we don't do that well, other than we need to elect another Republican to office. And you know how that worked. Which brings
Yes, sir. Well, folks, this is Coach Dave Dobermeyer sitting in for Pastor Butch Paul with my friend, Jim Harrison, Natural Family Foundation. The website, folks, because I know some of you are probably listening on the phone and maybe you can go to the computer, Natural Family Strong, naturalfamilystrong.com. And J.R., his name's Jim, but J.R., he goes by J.R., so if I interchange names, don't think we're talking to two different people here. J.R., you've launched, you've started this for about 2 years, but really gotten at it really hard over the last year, this whole idea of Natural Family Month. Talk to us a little bit about that, J.R., and how the listeners out there can get involved in this.
Yeah, okay, great. And please, naturalfamilystrong.com. This is an opportunity for you. This is a tool that you haven't had. And I can tell you right now, among other things, it's a litmus test. Let me tell you how it works. We're promoting, and we've been doing this for the past 4 years, we're promoting, and we're trying to get states, counties, cities, the President of the United States to declare a natural family celebration from Mother's Day to Father's Day. Bookends. Look on our website, Natural Family Month. Mother's Day to Father's Day. The first week is Mother's Week. Second week is Children's Week. Third week is Grandparents. Then the fourth week is Extended Family, which makes it, by the way, the most inclusive celebration that you can have because everybody is born from somebody. And then it ends on Father's Day with Father's. And that's bookends. And what you do is go to your church, go to your local public servant, especially if they're already celebrating a Gay Pride Month. That's a beautiful opportunity for you to present the Natural Family Month because it gives folks, we aren't complaining. This is a positive move. And I can tell you right now, it drives our enemy crazy. They don't know how to respond. Number one, we're not complaining. Number two, what we're talking about makes sense, and they know it. They don't know how to fight this because they know.
You're just asking for your place at the table, right, JR? They can have Gay Pride Month, all that. We just said, good God bless you. Congratulations. How about we celebrate Natural Family Month? They don't know how to fight it, do they?
No, they don't. They don't know. What do you mean you want included? Well, I mean, aren't you talking about inclusion? Well, what? What problem do you have with somebody that wants to? The natural family is, folks, this is an ideal. This is what everybody, I would say, should shoot for. It is one biological born man and woman in a lifelong, boy, there's a trouble there, committed monogamous relationship with their children. And each one of those features is a best practice. Psychologists, sociologists, and historians will all agree this is the best practice. This brings out the best in children. And then that's the key to your heritage, your survival. But asking for the Natural Family Month, and we have yard signs that you can get. They're very inexpensive. We have T-shirts that you can have. But the key is, If you don't know about your public servant, or you don't know about your pastor, or you don't know about another community leader, go up to them, ask them if they would consider supporting a natural family celebration. And what I'm getting most of the time from pastors or from public servants is, uh-oh, I got a problem. I don't know how to say no to this. Go ahead.
So, JR, real quickly, why natural family rather than the term that most people would use, which would be the traditional family? Words mean things. The other side is excellent at fighting with words. And you've given a lot of thought to this and said, no, natural family, not traditional family. Explain that, JR.
Yeah, this, by the way, is very important. Very important. When you talk about traditions, you have tradition. You have century traditions. You have a weekly tradition. They may go back decades, centuries. or it may go back for, you know, like 100 years from now. What is marriage going to look like? What is traditional marriage going to look like 100 years from now? It changes. It vacillates. The nuclear family, if you go to Encyclopedia Britannica, the nuclear family is composed of almost anything you want it to be. It could be a single parent. It could be two male parents, two female parents. It could be 15 parents. It doesn't make any difference. Anything you want it to be, the natural family is self-defining, and it's invulnerable. It cannot change. It's based on natural laws, which, by the way, happen to mirror the Bible. Natural laws and biblical laws, you can't... Well, and how do I know that? Because I tried to prove the Bible wrong one time. And I was looking at the Bible, reading it, and then I was looking at life. And I looked and I looked and I looked and I could not find any difference. Now, did I go through the whole Bible? Absolutely not. Are you kidding me? There's things that I don't know. But what I learned by trying to prove the Bible wrong, that I was trying to prove nature wrong. And when God created man, earth, the universe, He created spiritual laws and physical laws, which I'll refer to as natural laws. You have spiritual laws. I mentioned earlier, a child needs a mother and a father. That is a spiritual law. You can walk off the end of a cliff, and you can identify as not falling. But there's physical laws that are going to tell you that you're wrong, unfortunately.
Amen. Natural self-defeating. This is, again, folks, J.R. Harrison, a Natural Family Foundation. And J.R., you've been at this now for what you said, 4 years, but this really has to be a grassroots movement working through local churches, local governments. Maybe eventually, Jim, you'll be able to get the attention of the guy in the White House. But what you're trying to do is you're trying to create a groundswell of God-fearing Christian families in particular, because they most represent the natural family, and JR, demand our place at the table in our culture, in our society, and honor the natural family Father's Day to Mother's Day, and make that a month just like Pride Month. So, JR, question, how's that going for you? Are the pastors standing in line to support you? Are you finding elected officials say, boy, best idea I've ever heard of there, JR. We're going to get that instituted next week. How's it going for you right now, JR?
Well, when we get done with this program, I've got a line waiting outside of me of pastors and public servants. They're just waiting to talk to me.
Do. What do you think the issue is, JR?
Part with the church, and you and I know this, the church is an entertainment center. And what they need to is when you come into that church, you need to bring your billfold with you. And if you don't come into the church, then they don't have a chance to get to that billfold. Churches are there to make you feel good about yourself. And by the way, there's nothing really wrong with that, feeling good about yourself, especially if you are a Christian. You should. But the Bible says not to do, and no to do, is a sin, folks. And if your pastor is a mile and a half away from an abortion clinic and never mentions the fact that they're killing babies, or if he's two blocks from a public school and doesn't say, if you put your child in that government-run school, here's what you're doing. You're turning the authority of your child over to them, and God help you. They will abuse that child, either mentally or physically, and generally both. If you do that, then people aren't going to come. People aren't going to come to the church because they want to be entertained. They want to feel good about themselves. And as Americans, Coach, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the self-actualization, we're there. We're the Uber nation. You want something? Pick up the phone and call it. And you know what? In a couple of years, you're not even going to have to pick up the phone and call it. It's already been thought out for you and delivered and paid for with AI.
Amen. Amen. So, JR, here's One of the things that we're trying to do, folks, and again, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for Pastor Bush tonight. I do a morning podcast at CoachDaveLive.com. I know some of you out there listening, maybe you don't have access to a computer or you're not real computer savvy, but we do the show. It's a podcast, and it's done every morning. And one of the things that we're trying to do with the leadership of guys like JR here at the Natural Family Foundation, we're trying to create grassroots movements all across this nation. And one of the things that JR has really done a great job of, that actually started last year for me, I've still got some of the signs, and that is these little yard signs that JR has tapped into this company that makes these Natural Family Foundation signs. And we think it's a great idea, since it's a grassroots movement, that people like you, listener, people like you would go online and order 10, 15 signs. Yeah, that may cost you $50, $100. It might cost you some money to do it, but then you take that, those signs, and you get your friends, people that you go to Bible study with, the people in your Sunday school class, say, hey, $10, how about taking this sign, putting it out in front of your yard for the next 4 weeks, and we're going to try to cause a wave of support for the Natural Family Foundation. Do I have that right, JR?
Yeah, and by the way, if you want to use Visa, they can go to your site and order them. Lickety-split, just go to the shop section of Coach Dave Live. .com, is that right? CoachDaveLive.com?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And shop, and the signs are there. And it's a good price. They come in bunches of 30, but it's a great price. I don't think it's any more than $9 or a little less than $9 per sign. And it's going to make you commit to something. Go to our site, take a look what we're doing. You have to love your Christian. You have to see this. This is incredible. It's self-defining. And it is, and until you try it, until you talk to your church leader or that public official, until you ask them that question, you don't understand what you're dealing with. Once you ask them that question, then you understand that you got some fire in your hand. Or they got fire in their hands.
You're going to find out folks, is that the power in the American governmental system is not the church, which it should be. It is those outside the church. I had a good friend of mine tell me one time, said, Coach Dave, these things are never going to change until the government fears the church. And that's really true, isn't it, JR? And most pastors don't want to take that one on.
Yep. It's a business, Coach. It is a business. It's not bivocational. It is a business, and we know a lot of large churches, you and I, and we know a lot of those pastors, and they do live well. They live very well. And when you walk into that church, they've got a cafe there. Go ahead.
They don't want to rock the boat. They're not guys like Pastor Butch Paul, who, as they say, walks like a tank and talks like a machine gun, right? So JR, we're winding down here, about 5, 6, 7 minutes here. How would you encourage those who are maybe hearing us for the first time, although I know Butch has had you on before to talk about it, what would be some steps that you would have them to take? Certainly, go to Coach Dave Live and purchase some signs. And folks, the only reason they use this Coach Dave Live is because I got the website, I got the setup, the way to be able to do it, and a place to be able to order. What would you suggest to somebody, JR? They think it's a great idea, but they think, you said, how many signs? 30 signs? I got to buy. After you said, JR, they got to buy 30 signs?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the script there? And how much is that going to cost them, probably, JR?
About $275, which is a great deal.
$275, and then they get those signs, those 30 signs, and they market to other people in their church.
There's a with stains, by the way.
Movement.
Yeah, there's a with metal stains.
Say it again?
And shipped it's with the stands, and they're shipped for that price. And it's
and they would have them.
Listen,
they would have them. How soon would they have them, JR? How soon would they have them?
If they go Visa, they probably have them within 5 days.
Wow! So we're up against the time. When is Father's Day? When is Mother's Day?
Mother's Day is May 11th. That's when this starts.
So that's why we got to get after.
If you need motivation, just take a look at your family and your extended family and tell me you can have conversations with everybody in your family. You can't. And that's because the schools have done their job, the church hasn't done theirs, and to be perfectly honest with you, you haven't done yours. This is an opportunity to get into the game, and you're just asking for an inclusion of what is considered a best practice, a historical, a proven best practice when it comes to the family. I mean, the next fellow you're going to bring on here, he's going to be talking about child abuse. And we don't even know the difference between right and wrong anymore. We couldn't see somebody walking down the street, and we couldn't tell whether they were being abused or not. And by the way, you're afraid to say anything about it because you might be what? Judged.
Mm-hmm. Not only might you be judged, J.R., you might find yourself in a little bit of trouble, right? And
yeah.
You know, I keep reverting back to January 6th when I tell everybody that all January 6th was to smite the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. The enemy knew that if they could arrest and scare those Christians, arrest some of those guys, scare some of those Christians, that we would go back hiding inside of our churches and they could continue to have their way. J.R., we are at a real crossroads in American history, not only with the natural family, but child trafficking, which we're going to talk about, an out-of-control government. And if we think that we can sit back and allow President Donald Trump to ride herd over this whole thing, we're greatly mistaken, are we not, brother?
No, he shouldn't. We should, I mean, unless you want a king, if that's what you want, then yeah. But that's not what we're about. We are the government.
Of the people, by the people, and for the people. Just got a couple minutes here, JR. Walk us through it again. People, get a pencil and a pen, or a pen, and write down some information that JR is going to give you. What's the website, JR? How do they order signs, all that stuff? Run us through that again. You got about a minute.
The quickest way to order them is through CoachDaveLive.com. CoachDaveLive.com. Go to shop, and you'll see the yellow. You can't miss these signs, by the way. And that's purposeful.
Yeah,
not only do we have the right name, we got the right color. You cannot miss them. I don't care if you got rainbows behind them or beside them or under them. You can't miss the yellow signs. They're incredible.
Amen.
30 for 275.
Amen.
But please go to naturalfamilystrong.com so you understand, and there's contact information for me there, so you understand what we're talking about, because there's a lot of information there. There's also a promise. I'd love to have you take a look at that promise and consider signing the promise. Again, that's on the naturalfamilystrong.com website.
JR, God bless you, man, for all you're doing. Folks, naturalfamilystrong.com. Naturalfamilystrong.com. Let's honor the American family again. We know it works, baby. Let's get involved. God bless you, JR. Thanks for joining.
Thanks, Coach.
Folks, we'll be right back with Protecting the Children. Seeking souls
of fallen men. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Coach Dave Dalmar sitting in for Pastor Butch Paul. Thanks for joining us. And by the way, folks, for those of you who don't know, I'm a podcaster. I guess that's the new wave all across America. You know, it's so hard to get radio time, purchase radio time. And now anybody's got a computer and an opinion can really do a podcast. And I've been doing one for 2,733 shows or something like that. Almost 8 years every morning I've been doing one. And you can find that at CoachDaveLive.com. CoachDaveLive.com. I tell people I'm Coach Dave and I'm live. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to help people get involved in the battle. That's why we had J.R. Harrison on with the Natural Family Foundation, because he has got off the bench and he's gotten into the game. Look, we can listen to radio podcasts. We can listen to shortwave radio all we want to, and we can end up with all this knowledge. But if we don't apply this knowledge, if we don't actually take what we know onto the field, we're not going to be successful. And one of the other guys that has really got in the game more than, golly, he really got bit and he went after it hard. Our dear friend Craig, I won't use your last name. You can do that if you want to. In Maryland, if you can believe that, folks, just out Washington, D.C. And he got a burr up his hind end over sick and tired of watching God's children being trafficked and being abused. And Craig started a website called Saving God's Children. How about that one, friends? SavingGodsChildren.com. And for those of you who have an internet, you can go there and check out and see all the wonderful things that's going to go on. But Craig, I'm going to shut my mouth here for a minute, because you are a wealth of information, and what you're doing is unbelievably effective. And I've just going to open the door and ask you to come on in here and tell us what motivated you, how do you get going, and what is this whole thing about? SavingGodsChildren.com. Welcome, Craig.
Thanks for the invite, Coach. And, you know, the movie The Sound of Freedom, I think, was really the impetus for me to get involved in this. I knew that there was child sex trafficking going on in the United States. I mean, we know that it's going on worldwide. But I didn't realize, you know, it's right outside your back door. You know, you're thinking, oh, this is a big city thing, or, you know, this is little spot areas of the country. No, Coach, this is every town, every city in America. And, you know, I started to go and say, wow, someone needs to tell the story about this, just like that movie did. And millions of people saw it. So it kind of gave a door. It became something that you could talk about. It's like it kind of gave you the little falling of a domino, so to speak. And people were interested in it more than they were in the past. And so what I started to do is I started looking at all these great websites. I mean, man, there's all these resources out there. Nobody knows where they are. Nobody knows how to really access them or get to them. And what God put in my heart was, one, is to get the church involved in it, okay? But to get someone involved in it, they have to learn about it. They got to know where the resources are. And then you got to have a little bit of a plan, you know, how you can get involved in it. And that's what I've done. Basically, I call it curbside service. You know, you go order some food. You pull up to, you know, Longhorn Steakhouse. You text them. They bring the food out to you. What I've done is I've taken you what the problem is here in America. I've told you how's training, which are other resources. I connect you to other resources. I didn't have to go out and reinvent the wheel. I didn't have to go out and make videos. I just connect you to other resources that are existing so you can learn what they are. And then what I do is I have a part about what's getting involved in it. And I just have this. It's a library of information. And one of the things that as I was starting to go down this journey, you know, and you know, child sex trafficking and all that, that's kind of like, you know, the catchwords. But the child predators, I'm telling you, there's a possibility that your child might be taken one day and enslaved and child sex trafficking. But I'm going to tell you right now, there is a probability that your child is going to come across a sexual predator on the internet. And most people are not protecting their children by the electronic devices that they have, whether it's their laptops, their phones, their tablets that they're taking home from school. And I put all these links in there to help you build a wall, right? Just like Nehemiah, build that wall around your family and be a spokesperson.
So Craig, Craig lives in, he's a firefighter, lives in, I'm the D.C. area in Maryland. And he lives in an area, folks, if you've been out through there, because I live in Ohio, central Ohio, and Interstate 70 runs almost right by my house. And we know this, don't we, Craig, that Interstate 70, and of course you get out there to where you guys out in the D.C. area, these are corridors through which these trafficked children are being transported. So you realize that, and you got involved, and you said, Craig, you started putting signs out there, you put an old semi-truck trailer out there, and you put banners up on it. Just tell the folks some of the things. Craig, just a regular guy. You're just a regular guy. He says, listen, this is really, really bad, and we have to do something to wake people up. Talk about some of the things that you've done, Craig, and especially on your website, even though I know that a lot of people listening maybe don't have access to the internet, but those of you who do have access to the internet, the tools that are at Craig's website, savinggodschildren.com, are unbelievable. So, Craig, I'll set up for a minute and just kind of walk us through, first of all, what happened to you, what woke you up, and then second of all, how did you... Yeah, Craig, you could have sat around, had all kinds of excuses that I don't have any money, nobody loves me, everybody hates me. But instead, you said, you know what? I'm going to get involved, and I'm going to try to rescue these children. Give us a little bit of your story, Craig.
Well, you know, the thing is, I think most of us feel like, you know, we're just one person, and is it really going to make a difference? And right there, you've already spoken negativity over it. The thing is you know, God is on our side on this. You know, you referenced it in J.R.'s thing. You know, better millstone tied around your neck than you hurt one of these little ones. So God's pretty furious about that. I think he's looking for some people to put some boots on the ground to it. And I think if you start to show up, God will show up, and he will bless you in this because, you know, this is something that really affects most people. When you talk to people about this, this is like people agree with you. There's nobody that's going to come against you this. What I found is people don't know what to do about it. I mean, where do you even get started? How do you even understand this? So, Coach, I mean, I go to businesses, and I have cards of information. I have, if you go, one of the things I put on my website after doing this, I said, parents need a toolbox. they need to be able to understand what the problem is out there. So under Parents Toolbox, what I did is I broke it down by age group. You know, you got young kids, right? You need to teach them how to be safe out in the public. You know, if you're going into, let's just say a park or something like that, you know, in the parking lots. Then I put it into about the middle school where they start coming in and getting on the internet and stuff like that. So I connect you with resources like Internet Crimes Against Children, National Missing and Exploited Children. You know, how do you make a plan to go out here if you're out in public? You know, how do you start to monitor your kids' phones? You know, we put in there PC Magazine's top 10 paid apps that you can get that will help monitor your kids' phones. A lot of people don't know how to put parent controls on their children's phones. Coach, 80%, they call them tweens, 8 to 12, are going to come across pornographic material. 90% of children, 19, are going to come across pornographic material, whether they're looking for it or they're not looking for it. So what are they going to do with this? 1 in 5 kids is going to be talking to a sexual predator. 7% of the kids don't know, their parents don't even know that they've talked to any of these. So what I did is I put this thing called the online predator demographic, so you can see what the problem is. 500,000 sexual predators are on the internet every day, Coach. 500,000. That's 50,000 per state. Divide your counties in it. They are looking for your children, and they are looking to groom the next victim. And your child is the one that they're after if you're not the one protecting them, standing in the way.
So Craig, the average person that I would come in contact with, or probably most of the listeners would come in contact with, they probably say, well, you know, that's not happening here. That might be happening in those big cities, but that isn't happening here. They'd be wrong, wouldn't they, Craig?
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the links that I have is called Predators Apprehended. What I do about every 2 weeks is I go through and I scan who's been caught doing this, and I put it in there. So you can begin to see this. That's what's one of the things. You just don't realize what's going on here. So I'm just going to read a couple of them to you here. It says, here is the Justice Department, thousands of intimate photos of ex-Michigan coach. So he got into his players' pictures. Here in Maryland, a wife shot her husband after he was molesting girls at her daycare. Florida sting operation has millions of videos, including babies and stuff like that. A teacher, a pastor, a police officer. All these things are going on across the country. And under Predators Apprehended, I put it in there because a lot of times people just, they just don't look at this stuff, right? So, you know, the thing is we don't have to be playing defense anymore, Coach. We can go on offense. And Parents Toolbox is one of your tools that you can go and start protecting your family. The other thing, you can print these PDFs that I have on file, and you can hand them out. You can hand them out in your church. You can hand them out to your daughter or your niece or anybody else. You can share this information. You can be the hands and feet of Christ. I've given you the tools. Everything is either click and print, or it links you to a website where there's a video and you can learn more about it.
Folks, this is SavingGodsChildren.com. And just for an instant, Craig, I'm on your website right now as we're talking. Again, folks, I'm with Craig Mickelman out in the Washington, D.C. area, out in Maryland. And he has a page on his website, the website again, SavingGodsChildren.com. Tools for the Fight, Parents Toolbox. You go click on there, and Craig, one of the things that really caught my eye was 10 Best Parental Controls in 2025, and it's a guide to how parents can keep their children safe. Now, the reality of it is, Craig, a lot of the child trafficking that's going on are from maybe one-parent homes or parents where, you know, the kids have a little bit more freedom than the average child. But the reality of it is there are all kinds of good children, I hate to use that term, that are being trafficked as well. Take us, if you could, Craig, just through that one link, the 10 Best Parental Controls in 2025, right on his website, Saving God's Children. Walk us through that, Craig.
Well, these are paid apps. They probably run somewhere between $100 to $150. But the good thing is if the child has a phone, it will be on their phone. If the child has it on their, they have a laptop or anything like that, these will be on there. And the thing is they can't go in there and change the setting. It gives you absolutely the means to go in there and look at what they're typing, who they're talking to. Some of these apps have, if they do come across some sort of naked image there, Coach, that it actually blocks mm-hmm. that image out, okay? A lot of children, okay, are sending naked pictures of themselves, declothed, to what they think are other younger children, okay? Someone that they met on the internet. But what they're finding out, these are adult people. Some of them are offshore. They take these pictures, Coach, and they hold them hostage, and they say, okay, if you don't give us $500, we're going to tell your parents, and your dad is the police chief, or he's a pastor, or he's a coach, and we're going to hold you hostage. And these kids are so distressed. Over 1 year, about, I think it was 2023, 25 children under 18 committed suicide. Coach, in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania, which is about 30 minutes from me, the coach for Shippensburg University, his son, the little 13-year-old Levi, had the same thing, and he committed suicide. It took the family 4 months to come to the public and tell them what happened about it because they wanted to share their story. It's so profound, Coach. But these apps, okay, whether it's Gustado, Bart, Nanny, and stuff like that, they each tell you what they do. They monitor their social media. They monitor who they're texting. Certain people can't come in and talk to them unless they get your approval. They've done the hard work for us, and you know what? $100 to $150 for your kid's safety, I think that's well worth it. Because you know what? If your children go down this road, I'm going to tell you what, you're going to have a broken heart, and this is going to be a very stressful thing for your family, and it can take a long time to get over. Well, money's
so, Craig, you live in like what would be maybe one of the child trafficking meccas of America, the crossroads there in Hagerstown, PA, Washington, D.C., all down through there. Craig, try to explain to people, because those of us out here in the cornfield, which is where I am, I just can't understand. But they're using these major highways with putting children in semi-trucks and transporting them all across America. Is that right, Craig? Is this a large money-making business as well?
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of these box vans that are closed up, they're just the perfect, they're the perfect thing, you know, because there's no windows and they move them up and down. And this is what they do. They'll come into an area, they'll work the area for a couple of weeks and they'll move on before the police, you know, are even really tuned up to it, right? Because they don't want to be hanging in one area. And what they do is they look for areas where they are kind of close in proximity to large cities and stuff like that. And we're close to Washington, D.C., and there's a lot of, this is really where the county that I live in is one of the probably smaller counties in the state of Maryland, but per capita, per 100, we're the highest county in child sex, human trafficking. And the other thing, which is astounding, is 45 to 50%, almost 50% of all human trafficking is done by someone who is close. They call it familial trafficking. It could be your stepdad. It could be your uncle. It could be your boyfriend. It could be you're in Child Protective Services and they've given you to an adoption family. So right there, we could knock out 50% if we could just stop the families from trafficking their own, you know, loved ones.
Craig, what you've done, and I've known Craig for probably half of 5 years, 6 years, maybe even longer than that, Craig. Time flies so fast. How did you get started, Craig? Talk to the person that's listening to us right now and says, man, I'd like to get involved with this, but I wouldn't have any idea how the heck did I get started. What, Craig, how'd you get started? You're just a guy out there in Maryland that saw something was going on and said, golly, somebody's got to do something about that. How would you encourage somebody listening right now to get involved? What would be some steps they could take? How could they begin to become more effective where they are recognizing the hot spots, recognizing what's going on? Have any advice for them there?
Well, that's why we broke this down into three things. If you come to our website, it says it's worse than you think. We have awareness and training. So one is we've put in films and different documentaries that actually go around and tell you what the problem is. So you can get the training, the awareness right there. Then we connect you to training. There's an organization called Unbound. And if you go through it, you can go through their training on there. Truckers Against Trafficking have trained 1.5 million truckers to look for the signs, right? So right there, you have awareness and you train. Then getting involved. What does that look like? Now, I document what I'm doing and getting involved. You'll see what I'm doing. I bought an enclosed cargo trailer, 12-foot. I have it with signs. I have information. But you don't have to do that. You can go to the parent's toolbox, and you can print off, you know, Roblox. If your kids play Roblox, YouTube, Snapchat. These are pages from the National Missing and Exploited Children's Organization that give you all the information. You can print that out, go to Staples, buy you one of those little magazine racks that holds four things. If you have a business, you can put it right there. You can make a little sign. If you're interested, I'll send you some of my rack cards or something to bring to the website, and you can just say, hey, look, if you got a young child and they play Roblox, maybe you should read this PDF about it, okay? It's as easy as that. You can go to your pastor. You can go to your human resource department. I was interviewed by a radio company that was about the business community and the thing. And I said, look at people in human resources. Give this information to your employees, because if you're dealing with a child that has a sexual addiction or has been child molested and has all these problems, your work is not going to be at 100%. So, you know, we can get the business involved. I've got the churches through spiritual warfare. The website really is very inclusive. It would take you several hours to go through it, but everything that's in there is for you. It's your platform to stand on. You can be a little Craig. You don't have to go as far as I do, but don't be silent. Just share the information and talk about it.
One of the things that you did, Craig, that I think is really remarkable is you live, again, folks, he lives out in the Maryland, D.C., that metro area out in there, and you got some signs, and you just put them on a trailer and put it out along the freeway and gave information to people about hotlines and child trafficking, just real, real simple stuff like that, that people could actually, if they live in a good to high traffic area, be easy to set up that kind of stuff. Isn't that what you did, Craig?
Oh, yeah, I go to that. I've gotten churches. I go to churches. I'll just knock on the door. I'll talk to the pastor and say, hey, look, would you let me park this trailer out here for 2 weeks? I said, we'll take it down. And, oh, do you have a plan about, you know, how to protect your children on the Internet? I have a pastor's handout that I have. It's on the resources there. And it says, you probably have some sort of security plan. You know, you probably have people packing in your church, right? Do you have any plans for your children getting on the Internet? Because if you don't, I've already got it for you. All you got to do is get a hold of me. I'll help you set up a plan. So I go to those. I go to local businesses. Coach, where I went to my dentist, and I told her what I was doing. She says, yeah, you can put that out in the lobby for 2 weeks. So I have that. I have handouts where people can come in the lobby. My tax guy that did my taxes, he put my business card in 1,000 returns that he was handing out to people. Like, you can spread the word if you want to, and God will open the doors. I'm telling you, God will bless you in this. If you're willing to be a part of it, there's a contact form up there. You contact me, I'll help you get your plan going. And in your own local community, you can do your own little thing, and you're going to be blessed, and you're going to actually feel like you're accomplishing something because you're not being silent.
You know, Craig, the word says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. The truth is, it's not that people don't care about children. They don't really understand. They don't really believe that this is happening. How do you, part of what you do, I know, how does the average person listen right now, Craig, how do they raise awareness where they are? Do pastors know this is going on? Are pastors interested in this? Does the pastor not speak from the pulpit because he doesn't know? Should those in the pew, people listening tonight, should they be getting some information, getting this website, sharing it with their pastor so that the pastor can make the people in the congregation aware of the dangers of their children, getting on the Internet, the predators, and how children are trafficked? Really, Craig, the church is going to have to become more of an informational center for all of this. Schools aren't talking about it, are they, Craig?
Well, no, they're not really burning it up too much. You know, I mean, I think they're concerned about it. But again, like I said, most people are, I mean, they're kind of quivering. They don't exactly know how to do it. That's why I put online predator demographic statistics. What I did is I just went around and got these statistics. I put it on a page, and you can print it out. You know, it talks about, you know, If you have a daughter, guess what? 67% of online predators are female, okay? What are their ages? Oh, well, that's between 12 and 14 years old. When I talk about, you know, the thing about when you're out in public, okay, most abductions occur at 2 o'clock, right? Why 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Well, guess what? That's when the school buses get off, right? So maybe you ought to have a plan. If your kid's getting off the school bus and walking home and you're not meeting them at the school bus, well, why don't you say, okay, look, son, if there's a problem, I want you to go to this house. And you go and you say, hey, to the neighbor, if he comes, will you let him in? You might have a retired couple or something like that. Hey, would you mind looking out around 2:30 in the afternoon just to make sure Johnny gets home? They would probably be glad to do that. What I'm saying is there's so many great things you can do. Go on the offensive. Don't be a victim in this. And build a coalition around you. And then you get to be a voice. Go to your county council. Go to your police department. How many more people do you need on here? Most police have very few people in the digital realm that are actually coming after these online predators. You could probably increase it by 100%, and they'd still be busy every week.
Craig, I heard last week on my show a scenario that just kind of really shook me to my core, that they work in tandem. Folks, think about this now. Little kids walking home from school, let's say 9, 10 years old, walking home from school, and some man pulls up beside him and parks his car and jumps out and runs like he's going to get a hold of the kid. The little kid starts screaming and hollering. The man's chasing him. And then another car pulls up behind the man, and it's a woman, and she jumps out of the car. And the man takes off running and gets in his car and pulls away. And the woman goes over there and hugs the little boy and says, oh, come on, let's go. I'll take you home. I'll get you home to your mommy. And what do we find out? That was a tandem. The man set up the little boy to be attacked by the woman coming behind. Folks, this is so devious and so out in the open that we've got to waken up. Craig, we just got a couple minutes. Run us through your website again, how people can find you, and how they can get involved.
Okay, so it's savinggodschildren.com. Not a org. There's an organization on org. It has nothing to do with me, okay? It has nothing to do with human trafficking. But the thing is, you know, check out the website and go to the different things. Everything that every little box will take you somewhere, you know, and it's really broken down into segments. And there's just so much information that you can glean from it and spend time in it and click and learn and just come back to it, you know. And one of the things, like I said, you know, just reading through the predators apprehended, it just tells the story of how much this is going on in our country, and just listening to what's happening. And a lot of this, coaches, you know, you can get to the statistics of it. There are more accidents in your county every year that are not reported than are. Okay, so this is a bigger problem than what the numbers tell you. And you have a means to protect your family, and you have a means to be a voice in your community, and you can make a difference, and God's behind you.
SavingGodsChildren.com. Thanks, Craig, for being with us. God bless you folks for being with us out there. Let's get involved. Children are the future. They're important to God. Let's get involved. God bless you.
CSC Talk Radio, team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.